And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
I was now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
I don't care. AT&T can kiss my ass, right, Milkman?
I'm talking about, man.
Kiss my ass, AT&T.
I was now being traced by AT&T Security.
No, fuck you, AT&T. We got to talk about AT&T tonight on the show, everybody. Madhouse Radio's here. Madhouse Radio.
Brent. Yeah, I think he's a tough guy there, Carlito.
Shut up. I keep telling you to shut up, but Milkman, you need to shut up. Sometimes you need to shut up, man. Watch your mouth, Milkman. I'm the shot caller, I'm the baller. I got 40-inch blades on the Impala. And I holler, and I'm going to get laid tonight. How's that song go, Athena? Do you know that's your favorite song? I could smell you from here. Athena's looking to get hit again. This is my pour myself nice tall glass of beer. Look at me. Yes, sir. Anyway, Madhouse Radio, as I said before, is here now live making a show for you. We are here, Carlito, myself, the most heterosexual man on internet radio, the king of Thursday night, the flatulent snake, the prince of peace, the lord of the underground, the prime minister of pranks. What else am I? Athena, anything else?
The generalissimo of the madhouse.
The generalissimo of the madhouse. An okay lay, Athena says. Thanks, Athena. All right, man. That's why I'm keeping you around. At least she says it's okay. Yay, man.
Yeah, Poppy.
She likes my low average size penis. It's average size, but on the lower end of average. Yeah. What now? Anyway, we're here with Milkman. Milkman is here. Milkman, I'm introducing you. Hello, say hi to Milkman, everybody. Milkman, say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Good. I'm glad to hear you're still alive, Milkman. You're still breathing. Still no internet, but you're here nonetheless.
I'm getting better now.
Yeah.
I'm doing better now.
Yeah. We also have in studio via satellite link up, I see here, we have Tuck, and we also have the Warriors are here as well. Hi, kids. How are you?
To my brother down in Florida.
Yeah, there's no brothers here in Florida, man. I'm not your brother. We're from a different type of society down here. This is the South. Actually, you are in the South, aren't you? So I guess we're Confederate brothers. That's awesome. What's up, brother?
Exactly.
Fellow Dixiecrat here with me tonight is Chuck.
Gotta get the Union out of the woods.
That's right, man. The South will rise again, and it will be televised on Madhouse Television. Look for that. Madhouse.tv coming soon to the internet near you. The Warrior, where are you from again, man? Where are you from? Oregon or something like that?
Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio, what a boring state. You should hang out with Recklude. He's a nice guy. He'll get you laid and stuff like that, man. Recklude, everybody. Go to.
I need to get laid.
Yes, you do. I know. That's what I hear. Recklude.com. Recklude.com, everybody. That's the Warriors website. Good to have you all here tonight. It is November the 8th. It is a Thursday night. It is 10:23 p.m. and it is Madhouse. You can reach us. You can reach me. You can't reach Milkman because he doesn't have a computer that works. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
But you can reach me, rather, at on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers, Madhouse Radio, Madhouse Radio for all of you. You can also reach me on MSN Messenger at madhouselive@hotmail.com. And you can also call in toll-free tonight. Milkman, what is the way to call in toll-free tonight? Tell the people.
That's right, man. We got the time to give it a time. 882-5-0-9-er.
Wow, that sounds like crap. Anyway, 888-278-8509 is the way to call us tonight. Toll-free line. It is open now. If you want to call in, go ahead and call. Call us now. Nunu's asking me to stop my porn torrents. You know what, Nunu? I'm not going to stop my porno for you or anybody else. All right? I don't care what the feds say. I don't care what Nunu says. I don't care what my fiancé says. Nothing is going to stop me from collecting porno. I have a vast library of porno under my alter ego. Sticky Fingers 27 is me.
I have like 300 gigs of it, dude.
Oh, 300 gigs? Is that all video or is it pictures? What do you specialize in?
Video.
300 gigs of porno video. Is there any need to have that much porno? Have you gone through it all at some point?
No.
Do you not delete it after you watch it and you just keep watching new stuff all the time?
No. Like, I'll delete it and then I'll go look for it later and I can't find it, so I just keep
it. You just keep it. So you've amassed 300 gigs worth of porno in about how long? In a year? Longer than this? How long has this collection been going on for?
Oh, I wiped my computer out back in May, so since May.
Since May. Okay, that's pretty quick for 300 gigs. About May, what's 11 minus 5 is 6. In 6 months, so that's about 5 gigs a month. I guess that's not bad. Is it 5 gigs a month? No, you've done 50 gigs a month of porno on average. Wow, man, that's a lot of porn. Yeah, that's all video, right? I guess it's not that bad. That's a few DVDs worth. All right, good deal then, man. Baz wants to call in the team speak. We'll put Baz on here. That's the password there, Baz. Please don't give that out. We know who gave it out, and we'll find out. Venison says he only has 100 gigs of porno. And Sebi makes a point that there's no need to download it anymore. You can just stream it. War, you actually use LimeWire? I never have any luck with LimeWire. Anyway, I need to go say what's up to everybody who's in the chat room right now. The people I've mentioned before. I see Fall, Tuck, Ted's in there, of course. Cocainey, Nunu, the Warrior, Venison, Talon, and Mr. Ripley's. Well, some losers there sending in numbers immediately here. I'm great. I'm happy about that. I also want to acknowledge, of course, Spike Mike. I've just moderated him over here so he can be a moderator. I've made him a moderator right there. That's for him. And we got to get to Miss Dark Jedi. Dino, finally, for the first time in a long time, I'm seeing is online. I haven't seen Dino online in a long time, man. Dino, man, get a hold of me. Call in tonight. Or some shit. Again, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. And I'm sorry it took me so long to moderate you kids out there on Syndicate. But everybody, please be sure to go to our flagship station, which is syndicateradio.tv. Syndicateradio.tv, that is TV as in transvestite, TV as in television, TV as in tuberculosis. What are you doing, Milkman? What is with all the music stuff tonight on your end? Oh, a lot of sound, a lot of background noise. Are you at home or where are you at? Are you down at the cantina?
I'm at the rock bar, man.
Yeah? Hey, man, what color are the walls inside your house? White? You get white?
Yeah, man, concrete. Walls on the windows.
Concrete. You gotta have concrete in the islands, man. If you don't have concrete, the fucking hurricane will take it down in about 2 years. You'll have a house that lasts you 2 years if you make it out of wood in the Virgin Islands, man. Forget that. And they got monster termites there, too. I see Baz and Ted have both joined the chat, the TeamSpeak conference here. They're now on the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's going good. At least it is going good for I. And I hear myself. Thank you for that. All right. Nunu is sending in the information for a conference that's going on tonight. This conference, let me get the details here. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but it's it is the United Daughters of the Confederacy annual convention being held in Arkansas. So that's from Nunu. He's always really into us calling conferences, so we're going to try to hit them up ASAP. Again, that's the United Daughters of the Confederacy annual convention.
How is that, Valenti?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
twang, twang.
Very, yeah. I don't have the song, the Deliverance song. That's been overdone. You know, a lot of people play the Deliverance song. Deliverance song is very September 10th. So that's what I call things that are like in the past. They're no longer. Milkman's just gonna talk over everybody tonight. Milkman, go ahead and make a statement. Everybody, Milkman.
Yes, I would just like to.
I will translate. Nunu, you're a wanker. All that for. That's like translating Spanish into English.
And thanks a lot.
Yeah, we just translated from Milkman language to that. Okay, look, we got numbers. Let me announce the numbers first. Hang on. We got Mr. Big Burger. We've got Big Mama's Fish and Stuff. Outback Christmas Tree. Ooh, and the Kangaroo Farm. And that's in Arlington, Washington. They got a kangaroo farm. Oh, that's nice. Ooh, hip hop jewelry in L.A. L.A. hip hop jewelry. That might be fun. So a black woman answered there. That's good. 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 Nice to see black people owning businesses again in L.A. After the riots, after so long, they finally gone and built up all their businesses that they destroyed. That's good. That's good. You know, yeah, I think you know they. I think the Koreans realized with time. That it's not fair what they're doing to the black communities in California, and I'm sure we can all agree that it's a good thing that black people as a minorities are more empowered now than they were in the last 10 years. I think so. Anyway, Little Caesar's restaurant, that's very cheap, very good pizza, $5, hot and ready, everybody. Pepperoni pizzas for $5, ready when you go there. Go to littlecaesars.com for that. We have crazy. We got a lot of numbers here. I'm not going to keep going. We got illegal pizza, Mexican food. Yeah, a Mexican guy answered. No kidding. In Denver, Colorado, the former home of Milkman. Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. All right, well, what is there to talk about? There's not much to talk about here. What is there for me to talk about? Okay, that's right. Hey. Did you hear about Rudy Giuliani? Rudy Giuliani, apparently some information is coming out about Rudy Giuliani, that he's connected to some company in Qatar. And this company in Qatar is also affiliated with Al-Qaeda, and they might have contributed to financing money that led to the 9/11 attacks. So there you go, conspiracy theorists. Go ahead and run with that one and see where it goes. Maybe it'll become a big deal and he will not get the nomination or something. I don't know. I wouldn't mind really Rudy Giuliani being the president. It wouldn't be my personal choice, but it's okay. I would rather vote for someone else, but I could deal with him. He seems like an okay guy. He's done some good things. But just out of all the candidates, wouldn't be who I choose.
I don't have a good feeling about old boy.
You don't have a good feeling about... All right, Milkman, hang on. Ted, you don't have a good feeling about Rudy Giuliani? You think he's connected to the mob, or you don't like his stance on something, or just because he's a Republican? How do you feel? Let us know.
I think that he has some, shall we say, business connections related to the war.
Business connections related to the war? You think he's making money off of it? I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
He's done the Halliburton stuff, though. You're talking something separate from that? I told you no coughing.
He's got some, like you were saying, some relationships in Qatar and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I also think he's a bit of a jackass, mob boss kind of guy.
I don't know about the mob boss. He's a bit of a... Yeah, he can be a hard ass, though, for sure. Where was it going with this? Anyway, yeah, so there's a connection there. Whether or not it'll run, we don't know. We will see. I did see that Pat Robertson has endorsed him.
We don't need another We don't need another, like, disciplinarian for president. We don't need another person that's going to punish the world for doing certain things by starting wars everywhere.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll start wars. I think he... I don't know. Maybe. I mean, he cleaned up New York. Everyone says, oh, he cleaned up New York. But a lot of people also called him Hitler back then. The people who are on the receiving end, a lot of cab drivers and a lot of homeless people and homeless advocates were very, very not very happy with him. But that's that. I did want to mention this story here of a gentleman called Purple Aki, A-K-I. Purple A-K-I's. I don't know if that's Aki or Aki. But anyway, Purple Aki, or Aki, in London, not London, is it London? In England here, he's a convicted criminal. And he got in trouble because he violated a ban that was placed on him from touching other people's muscles. I kid you not. That was the actual ban that he had an effect on him. Apparently, he's got a thing for going up to men in public and touching their biceps and holding on to them and asking how they work out. Seems really weird. He was in October 2006, he was banned from touching, feeling, and measuring any muscle areas. And apparently he broke that. He went up to some guy in public, and he held his right bicep the whole time, asked him about gym training, and told him he was getting bigger. That's really weird. So, yeah, apparently this guy is a crazy fucker, and I thought it was really weird. People used to think it was an urban legend, but he actually got arrested, and they figured out this guy is the real deal. He's not an urban legend. Some guy stalks the streets of some town in the U.K., and he'll go up to you, and if you have muscles, he'll start squeezing your muscles and commenting you on him. He's probably a weird guy. He probably goes home and touches himself afterwards. And that's sick. He's apparently some kind of African guy. He looks like that friend that Jim Stewart had that was hanging out at his house. Maybe that's who it is. I think that's Jim Stewart's friend from the Congo. So good, they caught him. Anyway... Al-Qaeda is supposedly threatening again. They do this every year around this time. The FBI sends out an alert that Al-Qaeda may strike the U.S. shopping malls in Los Angeles and Chicago. Every year I hear this right before the big shopping, you know, season. It gets earlier every year, but apparently the alert came out again. Does anybody buy it? I don't know. Again, they said what they usually say. We have no credible specific information suggesting an imminent attack, according to the Department of Homeland Security, yet they still made an alert. So, okay, thank you for that. And the last bit here we're going to talk, there's a tidal surge that's going to hit England's east coast. I think it's hitting it right now, if it didn't hit it already. And we have a number here to a phone line over there for flooding assistance. I'm going to try to find that number here. I don't know how to dial it. I have it like in European format. You know what I'm saying? So I need to get this translated by one of you here. It's the flood line. I think this is for the latest warnings. I don't know if you can actually talk to someone at that line. But maybe we can at least call it and see what the deal is. Because I'm kind of confused. Like it says tidal wave here. And then I talked to Nunu and he said it's a tidal surge. And I'm like, what's the freaking difference? A tidal wave, tidal surge? Don't know. Jeepers is checking in on the website madhouselive.com. Ask, whatever happened to crazy fucker from California? We don't know. I spoke to Zolar personally about 3 weeks back. We were talking on a Saturday afternoon just by chance. And he asked me, he's like, hey, have you heard from crazy fucker? I haven't heard from him in weeks and weeks. And I said, I don't know what happened to crazy fucker. He stopped calling our show here. Right after he started calling yours, I don't know what happened, but he stopped appearing on the show like he would nightly, or weekly rather. So yeah, if crazy fucker's out there, we'd like to check in on you. We've had several people ask, where's crazy fucker, what happened to crazy fucker? So crazy fucker from California, man, we would like to hear from you. I don't believe you're on the block list. Maybe he's back in Quentin, or what's that big prison out there in L.A., in the L.A. area. Ted, you're in California. Is it Quentin? San Quentin?
San Quentin.
San Quentin, yes. Good. Tuck, good work. You get a gold star already, man. All right. Man, look at that. Tuck is on the board already, everybody, with a gold star. I think y'all should... Yeah, well, isn't there another one called Pelican Bay, though? You're forgetting Pelican Bay. You know what? I want to hear that prank call. Ted, do you have that prank call? You know the one, the Jerky Boys one where he's going, and you're forgetting the questions. Which one is that?
Oh, that's the one that's, do you want to be on Jeopardy?
Ah, yes. You put an ad in the paper for people to be on Jeopardy, right? And he's asking...
Yeah, I have that one. I can send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me because I want to hear that because he asks the most dumbest, retarded questions like, what's the difference between a kangaroo or something? And he goes, they're both marsupials or whoosh, they're not. Something weird like that. And the guy's like, oh, okay. And you're forgetting
the answer. You're
quick. If you fuck up like this, that man, Pat Sajak, what's his name? Who's the guy that does Jeopardy? Oh, fuck. Damn it.
What is that dick's name?
Sajak is the guy from Wheel of Fortune. That's the other one. How am I going to forget the guy that does Jeopardy? Anyway, he said he's going to call a break in the middle of the show, kick your ass, or something like that.
Alex Trebek,
look at this, Tuck. Another gold star, man. Yeah, Tuck.
That's a second gold star.
Tuck is on fire tonight. A record-breaking two gold stars for the first time ever from Tuck. Awesome. Good for you. Nunu says the flooding was due to start at 10 p.m. Eastern. Well, holy crap, we're in the thick of it now, everybody. So if you know anybody who's in the flood-prone area...
I think Al-Qaeda...
I
think Al-Qaeda created this flood.
Yeah, some guy in Afghanistan farted into a glass of water, and it had the butterfly effect, and now there's a flood in Britain. It's all a master plan by Al-Qaeda to invade us with the huge Al-Qaeda Navy, which no one knows about.
There's several hundred thousand Arabs in the ocean, paddling in the water, creating this wave.
No, Al-Qaeda has a secret navy that no one knows about. It's been stationed off of Somalia. And even the U.S. Navy doesn't know about it. It's probably going to invade now. Oh, shit. All right, we're going to call the first prank call of the night.
I'll beat your fat ass.
That's right. We're going to call Mafia Mike's Pizza in Kansas. One moment, everybody.
Ain't no other things in this rap thing that siblings.
Damn it. I had a great idea for these people.
They're not going to answer. That's fine. No problem. No dirtiness there. We'll move on. We're about to call that conference here in a moment. I got to get organized for the conference. So, Nunu, if you could do me a huge favor, Mr. Nunu, if you could actually, in the chat room, if you could go ahead and private message me the phone number and all the information you have, because it's very hard to manage it on AIM for a situation like this. So if you could please send me that information in an instant message in the chat room, I'd appreciate it. And at that point, we will go ahead and rendezvous and call the conference there. In the meantime, I am going to call Illegal Pete's.
Yeah.
Instead.
If you could just go ahead and do that from now on, that would be terrific.
What's happening?
Illegal Pete's Lotto.
Yes, hello. Is this Illegal Pete's?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Illegal Pete's?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I am the informant. I would like to speak with Pete or the manager, please.
Pete is not here right now.
Who's calling the shots? This is the informant.
This is who?
The informant.
Who's the informant, buddy?
The informant, sir. I'm on the documentary. I'm the informant, sir. I need to speak with... I'm about to drop dime.
Calling the shots.
Well, you're calling the shots, sir?
Sure.
Well, I'm about to drop a dime about your place over there unless you come forward with the money. You hear me? I'm live on the air, and I know all about Illegal Pete's and his illegal operation there. And we lost the patient already. Son of a bitch. Let's see what that sounded like with the voice changer. One moment for an instant. Madhouse replay.
Kiss and make up. Take your bullshit jewelry back to Jacob. Get your mind right, nigga. And start to wake.
Legal Pete Flotto.
Hello, is this Illegal Pete?
Hello?
Hello, is this Illegal Pete?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I am the informant. I would like to speak with Pete or the manager, please.
Pete is not here right now.
Who's calling the shots? This is the informant.
This is who?
The informant.
Who's the informant, buddy?
The informant, sir. I'm on the documentary. I'm the informant, sir.
Okay.
I'm about to drop.
I'm calling the shots.
You're calling the shots, sir?
Sure.
I'm about to drop a dime about your place over there unless you come forward with the money.
Wow, that would have been fun if it didn't sound like shit. I guess the, that spoof card, it picks up a lot of background noise on the victim's part. So, wow. Nunu says they're meeting for the next 15 minutes for the conference, so wait until 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. So, in the second half of the show, I guess we'll call that then. Anyway, here's that Jerky Boys prank call I was talking about, thanks to Ted. Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up there?
I was calling about the ad for the Game Show Lovers.
Yeah, Game Show Lovers? What's a Game Show Lover? What are you talking about, Game Show Lover?
It says announcing application for all TV game shows.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean lover, right? It doesn't say lover.
Well, that's what it says in the ad.
No, it shouldn't say lover because I didn't print the word fucking lover. That sounds like pussy shit to me. What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
That alone there is just funny. He's already arguing from the beginning. What do you mean fucking lover? What's that about? I want to put that in there. You got to love this classic stuff, man. And I wanted to mention the red tube, the red from the those tube bar prank calls. I remember I told some of you he was one of the guys who did that, the Davidson guy. He was interviewed on the Stern Show two days ago. It was really cool. Really interesting to hear him and talk about those pranks that they recorded back in like 75.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, that was awesome stuff. I'm going to have to download that. I should have played that tonight. It was a really cool interview. Yeah, well, you missed it. Milkman on the Stern Show that he was on for almost about a half hour, I think. He was just talking about the pranks.
Oh,
and
wow.
He had, like all those stories about how the guy read, what he was like and stuff, and the bar itself was... Like, the guy read, he didn't let women come in at all. Like, he would kick women out. And he'd kick you out if you were drinking too slow. Like, if you weren't buying enough beers, he'd kick you out. He'd throw you out, like, physically throw you out of the bar and stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, let's continue with this. I was just nostalgic for this prank call, and it came to my head, and we're playing it now. It's Testing for Jeopardy, Jerky Boys. I want to say this is a 97 release, I think, right, on their fourth or fifth album. I think it was their fourth album, right, or was it their third? This one here. This is their fourth album, right? I think it was just called Jerky Boys 4. And the one after this one was Stop Staring at Me. So this is it. I'm pretty sure 96 or 97 here. Hang on, let's continue.
Listen, I'm casting for game shows. You understand?
Yes.
I put you in your favorite game show. What show you like?
Jeopardy.
You like Jeopardy? How good are you at that shit?
I'm pretty good.
I love to Jeopardy, babe. You know that? Remember that fucking song was big in the 80s?
Excuse me?
You're on the ball there, son? You can't even answer. I'm asking you about a song. You don't even know that. You want to go on Jeopardy? You got to be highly skilled for these fucking shows. You understand that?
Yes, I do understand.
Are you well-versed there? Are you a very smart man?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hit me with some funny shit. Tell me something.
Exactly what?
Well, let's see. How many in a pair?
Can you repeat that question again?
Hey, what do you got? Corn cobs between your ears, son?
No, I do not.
All right. How many pits are in a pair? You know damn well there's much more than two pits in a pair. Sir.
Yes.
Are you interested in game shows or not?
Yes, I am.
What's the difference between an apple and a peach?
It all depends on where they grow at.
Wrong, because they both have pits, sir. That's the answer. That's how you would answer Mr. Trebek. You...
And supposedly an apple has a pit, which it is not. You know, I don't know. Do people notice, like, if you ever listen to the background, like, the actual plot of a lot of these prank calls, they're really crazy. Like, for example, the one with from the first Jerky Boys album where it's Saul Rosenberg and he's saying that, you know, his shoes and glasses. All everyone remembers is shoes and glasses. You hear the story. He's saying that he went up to the top of the Empire State Building and he looked down, and everybody looked small and fuzzy. Well, it's like, you know, that's what you're supposed to see. People are going to be small and fuzzy if you're way up on the observation deck of the Empire State Building. So he says he needs his eyes checked for that. Well, hello. Yeah, it's kind of obvious that that's not that's what's supposed to be. You have to listen to the plot sometimes. And continue. I'm actually critiquing this very smartly. I'm impressed with myself. We'll do live pranks in a moment, folks. Just take it easy, all right? There's only 2 minutes left of this, I promise.
You understand?
Yes.
Wrong, because they both have pits. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the similarities between an elephant and a tiger?
They both live in the jungle.
Wrong, because, sir, they are both marsupials, members of the marsupial family. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
And if you can't whip out answers like that, That man is liable to, during a commercial break, punch your fucking mouth loose. You understand me?
Yes, I do.
All right, you gotta hit me with some smart shit so I know you're on the ball. I'll try you on the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
From what category? How many categories do you want? One category or three?
All right, let's go Highway Department. How's that one?
Okay. Which state do you have as the most often?
And begin. Sir.
Yes.
Tree falls in the road. Over to Palisades Parkway. How many men are dispatched to get that tree off the parkway?
15 minutes.
Time is up, sir. You understand me? You cannot take that, and you're forgetting. You're forgetting the answers.
That's
the
line.
You understand?
That's the line I was talking about. And you're forgetting. You're forgetting the answers. We went through all that just to hear that, man. I'm like, I live in such a gilded age. Thank you, Ted. Corey says, you ever hear the Jerky Boys where they ended up closing the construction of a bridge? No, I never heard about that. Is that legit? Confirm that for me, Milkman. If the Jerky Boys ever cause a bridge to get closed down, let me know. Please follow up with me on that one. Anyway, so we're going to call more people here. We're going to call the Bebop Miniature Horse Farm. I think we've called them before, but we'll call them again. We'll see what happens. This is Bebop Miniature Horse Farm coming up right now. Well, that didn't work, so we're going to have to call the Little Caesars instead. We'll have Jack Masterson calling the Little Caesars here. In a little bit, we will be calling the UK. Talk to them about the crisis that they're currently having with their flooding tonight. And I look forward to that. And we're also going to be calling the annual convention of the United Daughters of the Confederacy at the in Arkansas. Or Arkansas, like I said earlier. Anyway, so here's Little Caesars. Just a moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you speak up for a little bit, please?
Hello?
Can you speak up for a little bit? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
It sounds a little loud over there. Is it busy?
No.
Okay. Well, it just sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background. Could you maybe ask them to be quiet so I can make my order? Hello?
Nobody is being loud.
Are you sure? Because it sounds a little loud. I hear a radio in the background or something.
No, there's no radio.
No people talking? Loud?
No.
Okay. Are you ready for my order?
Yes.
If it's busy, are you going to have the $5 pizza ready?
Yes.
But it's busy, right? So how long is it going to take?
It's not busy.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can wait like 15, 20 minutes if you need me.
No, it's not busy.
I'm in my cell phone. I'm almost there right now. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I need a specialty pizza, though.
Okay.
All right. You have an extra large or just you go up to large only?
Just large.
All right. And you have at least 5 of the pepperoni available?
What was that?
Do you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available?
May I ask who this is?
I'm asking if you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available.
May I ask who this is?
This is Jack Masterson. I'm about 3 minutes away, but it sounds like it's busy, so I'm just making sure that you know, if you need
me. I heard there were a whole bunch of ridiculous type questions being asked, but it's.
No, what if it's.
Just wanted to know if there's 5 pepperonis up and ready for you?
What do you have to treat me like I'm an animal?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Why do you have to treat me like I'm an animal? I'm not an animal.
You need 5 pepperonis?
Well, I'm asking if you had, because it's busy. She said it's busy.
It's not busy.
Oh,
just. Nobody in our lobby. Did you need to know if there is 5 pepperonis up or not?
Yeah, and I need to make an order for a, you know, special pizza.
All right, can I have a phone number from you, please?
Do you really need my phone number, sir?
Yes, I do. I've got to put your phone number and your name in. And
it's my, I mean, I'll be there like, all right, fine. It's 360-214-5412.
5413?
2. If you look on the caller ID, it's right there, sir. You don't have caller ID?
You want to give me that number again, please?
360.
One moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you trying?
Oh, it's terrible. Three.
Are you tracing me?
No, I'm not.
I'm just asking to order a special pizza.
360. Anything else?
214-5412.
5412.
5412.
Yeah.
5-4.
Can I order this for you?
Jack Masterson.
Jack.
Masterson.
And what can
I do
for you?
You know, I was a Vietnam veteran, so I got interrogated then.
What other pizza, other pepperonis would you like?
Well, what I was asking the woman was if you have extra large or you only go to large pizza.
No, we just have large and small.
How many inches is large?
Large is 14 inches. It's got 10 slices.
Is it the same size as those pepperonis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, get ready for my order.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I say shut up and get ready for my order, please.
I had a run at the end. Fucking cock. I'm going to call him back, though. That is the Little Caesars in Battleground, Washington. Yeah. Keep it down. Keep it down.
Battleground, Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay.
All right. I like five or your finest pepperoni.
First, I have to get your phone number and your name.
360-214-5412.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Jack.
Is your name Jack?
Jack Rasmussen, yes.
And what can I get for you?
I need to have five pepperoni pizzas ready for me when I come in. In about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, there is right now only 4 pepperoni.
Oh, the guy said there was 5. He promised me. You're taking.
Yeah, there's gonna be 5 in like 2 seconds, sir. But if you don't get in before someone else, we can't save a hot and ready pizza for you.
Well, I'm doing call ahead seating.
Okay, just 1 second.
Can he call in and order a 5 pepperoni so he makes sure they're here when he gets here?
No. You can't call it in.
They're not ready. They're always ready.
It in, they just get it ready.
We will make sure that there's 5.
Where does it say on the paper that I can't call it in? It doesn't say first come, first serve. You're taking me for a ride.
What?
You're taking me for a ride. Tell him that he's taking me, that I said he's taking me for a ride.
Who's he, sir?
The manager man that's back there saying
that. He's not here. He's gone, actually. He just clocked off and left.
Well, whoever the other guy is who thinks he's making you say these bad things to me. Tell him that I said that he's taking me for a ride.
Are you prank calling us or something?
Excuse me, man. I was in Vietnam. I would never, ever do it. You know what they did to me? You know what they did to me? They put cuts in my belly, and they didn't let it with any antiseptic on it.
No, he's saying that you need to shut your mouth.
I didn't say you need to shut your mouth. I said...
Okay, sir, just calm down.
I didn't say she's lying. I said you're taking me for a ride.
All right. You wanted 5 pepperonis?
Yeah, but you promised me that they'd be there, and then now she said there's only 4, too bad. And then she said that I told you to shut. I didn't say that.
That's all right, sir. It's all good. Okay, you wanted 5 pepperonis, right?
Did you clock out already?
This is the manager.
No, but if you clocked out, no, you don't have to. It's okay. Put her back on because you clocked out. It's okay.
All right. One moment.
All right.
Hello?
Look, when people clock out for the night, you don't make him go back on the phone to work, okay? Because that's illegal. Because he's not being compensated for the time that he's working.
Everybody that is here is on the clock. The kid you just talked to is not the manager.
He said, see, now you're lying to me. You said he's a manager.
Do you want me to write your number down and have someone call you who can help you? I'm not sure exactly what's wrong, though.
Are you going to wake up the manager at home?
No, the manager just clocked off and got off work, sir.
Well, where is he at right now? Because I can
get on the phone and call Gordon right now.
Why?
Because.
What is Gordon going to do?
I don't know. Somebody's going to do something. I don't understand why you're arguing with me.
What?
Oh, man, they're so confused over there.
That was funny. What are you doing, milkman? For the love of Jeebus. Shut up. Get the phone out of your bathroom, man. What is that? It sounds like milkman put the phone in his pants and he's doing the lambada to it or something. What are you doing?
I spilled cold water all over my ass.
You spilled cold water all over your ass. Great. Good work. Done. All right, well, let's put the phone on mute if we have to change clothes, you know? You can put the phone down. You don't have to keep the phone in your ear while you take your shirt off and change. Milkman, come on. Anybody here from Stephen R.? Athena, stop coughing, please. There's no coughing when I'm on the air. No coughing, please. Did anybody here from Stephen R., did he have any positive movements this week with crapping his pants and everything? Did he have any more accidents, anybody? I heard he was whooping off on the air or something. What happened? Tell me.
He quit, I think.
Oh, God, whatever.
I think he quit.
He's such a girl. Good for him. If he's going to quit, quit. Do it. All right? Anyways, the AC/DC not here tonight. It is not 11:15 yet, so we still can't call the conferencers. We need to wait till like 11:30 or something like that. Nunu says the milkman wet himself. That's very, very good. Nunu, you get a gold star. Good. Good. You called it.
Did you guys hear about Conan O'Brien's stalker? Hello? You better be what?
To place a call,
the fuck?
Press 1.
She just
to
hung up on me.
Your recorded call, please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish to call.
Oh, sounded like crap anyway. We're going to call Crazy Guys Communications. Nah, they're closed.
Waited too long to call that one. Shit. Man, this is going nowhere tonight. We're having trouble here. It is not good.
Yeah.
Take milkman off of mute. Maybe he doesn't sound like ass now. Milkman, actually, you weren't on mute. Milkman, are you clean now? What's going on? Did you put yourself on mute? I think he put himself on mute. So you're going to get internet this weekend, right, milkman?
Yep. Been today, fucker.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I hate that. You know, those people there in those islands, they got this bad work ethic. You know what I mean? Not you, but everyone else. They got a very poor, slow...
It's like cable, man. Your freaking cable goes out, dude. That's the first day. You're out. They don't compensate you for it. They charge you anyway. Same damn thing.
Yeah, man. Hey, we got a prank call request here.
At the point, it's slow, laid back.
Yeah, it is very laid back there. All right, hang on. Guys, take it easy now. We're going to call. Let's see what we have here to call. Someone sent in a request. All right, we got a graphic designer who likes to date people already in relationships. Needs to be spoken to about that. Hindu Indian commutes daily to XXX. Paranoid, scary, broad, long black hair, studies martial arts. Her nickname is Ro. Her real name is Rowena. Wow. That's something. A graphic designer who likes to date people already in relationships. And she's how old? Doesn't say how old she is. Well, they say she's in her 30s. Wow. Hindu Indian. Is there any other type? There's no Muslim Indians, is there? Those are Pakistanis at that point.
MILF.
She's a MILF. Yeah, there you go. Milkman? Milkman. All right. Milkman's a DILF, everybody. Let's call that. This is a request going out to Rozzy, who sent us in on the Madhouse Request a Prank feature at madhouselive.com. Jeepers again is asking us to call the Carrot Lady, and we're not going to call her because she doesn't answer anymore. We tried her last week. We tried twice, I think, last week to call her, and just not answering at all. No answer machine, no nothing anymore. Just nothing. Dead. Doesn't work. All right, I'm going to turn the toll-free line. For some reason, it looks like it's turned off again. I don't know how that happened, but I'm going to turn that back on, and we'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Just a moment, everybody.
The villain ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic, and a headphone. Smoke and mirrors caught her in the mix. Couldn't read the shorthand for mortars and bricks. If any negative thought linger, he let it vent. Wrote this one with his middle finger in wet cement. Did it on the slide, before he's gone bye-bye, spit it on the fly. brush your teeth, rinse and gargle. A true nerd who has put new words since Boggle. And use slang and scrabble, rhyme with the northern drawl, twang and babble. Flossy pen jargon, break the world record, do a four-steam bargain and take the girl naked. More spots than a leopard, then he had to stop, the block was hot peppered. Shepherd, leading the sheeps out to slaughter, kept it sold and repped it, every time he saw ya, trying to douse a pinch of weed in a frat street house. I'll make mixed meat out of that beat, mouse. Welcome to the show, remember whatever you do, do not boo the flow. School the dumb on the number one rule of thumb. What a fool, still you never met a cooler bum. Give the drummer some rum, I'm sure he can use a shot just to get his cues hot, I'm sure he don't lose his spot. A stranger who speaks to you vocal. Danger made the beat, get a freak to do the bogle. No bull, everything he wanted they grabbed and took. Whole lab looked like an ill left jab and hook. Even had a secretary to take the calls, shake it and make it fall. I told her don't break my balls. Wherever mouse go, trouble follows. The bounty on his throw was mills and double dollars. Bill spills muddle flows that befuddle scholars. Thick buffalo girl with the bubble hollers. She rocked leather and gold, a fat blouse, and neither brother was sold to let her cat out. Even if the rat couldn't compete with Krauss, I'll make mixed meat out of that beat mouse. Tap your toe, rhyme and strap for dough, rap for show, to let the whippersnappers know. Sucks to be them, now pass that loop. Up under the tux, he wore a hazmat suit. Sounded like Froggy, sent the groggiest of potions. Be up in the party with the foggiest of notions. On the list of lobbyists for Save the Oceans. Gave his donation to the lady.
Huh?
Yes, hi. Are you friends with, 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you know 18? Is this KGN?
No.
This isn't the KGN dude, because I found out on good word that you were talking to my girl on a chat room. Like, no. My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie. That's...
What chat room? Because I don't
some
know
fucking
chat
web chat room, man.
No, I haven't.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it up?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know if you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you, yours
dude, hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, jackass, I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like, I saw her doing something on the video cam with some fucking dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she says some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number, telling her to call you.
No. Well, what happened, I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but...
But they gave your phone number, I mean.
No, can I explain? What happened, I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who, okay? And they knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving... another person already... somebody else called me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people. And
well,
I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know...
It says right here. Look, listen. It says right here. I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old are you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that. Yes. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here. This is what it said.
Like,
sir, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages. Do you have anything?
Well, can I please? Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. You know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this, but...
Do you look up porno, dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore.
I did.
You stop.
A long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked up porno pictures on the computer?
This was like years ago, years ago.
Together you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up.
Because people aren't people your age aren't supposed to look at porno. That's
it
just
was a
like
pop-up.
That's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, but why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
Because I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're free to go. I mean, you're here on your own accord. You're free to go.
Okay. Am I going to have to go through anything, or?
Well, you're going to be on, I mean, you're part of the report.
Okay.
And this is going to be on NBC Radio about predators like yourself who break marriages up on the internet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to figure out who this is. I'm going to talk to him.
All right, well, you know. Well, like I said, I'm at NBC Studios. This is Chris Hansen. And, you know how to get a hold of me and let me know. But
If I find out who it was, I'll call you and let you know where
good.
I find out because I didn't.
Okay. Good job, son. You got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the DA and everything is going to be all right. All right. Don't worry about it.
DA?
Yeah, the district attorney. I'll talk to the DA. They'll smooth it over to be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy on the TV, so I will work it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, bye.
All right.
I got to go. My mom's calling me.
Hey, tell her I said hi, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
That was funny. Chris Hansen. That kid just doesn't get it. 15 years old. No, that wasn't me. Let me tell you. I was at the school, and these guys took my laptop, and they did. Athena, you missed it. That's what he was saying. Isn't that the common excuse? That's where I got it, because when I watch those To Catch a Predator on Dateline NBC, they always say the same thing. Yeah, I had some guys over, and it was a party, and I don't know who it was, and they were on my computer, and they said that stuff. Okay. and then the guy always reads back to them.
My report.
Yeah, so... So apparently we're doing apparently it's illegal for teenagers to watch, to look at porn online. So remember that, The Warrior, with your 300 gigs of porn, because you're only 16, and we're on to you. You're part of our report too, sir. But you didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That was fucking awesome. Oh, man, that was a great call.
Dude, I'm fucking 20.
You know, 20, dude. You can't even drink yet. Wow. Yeah, and Warrior, you got a point. He said he was watching porn with a bunch of his friends a few years back, and he hasn't done it since. And oh no, it was a pop up. Yeah, it was a pop up. Wow. Okay. Wow. We didn't have the internet back when I was 14, 15 years old, really. So I didn't have that access to porno, because if I did, man, I would have been great. Because back then, and I've talked about this before. But back then, there was an underground trade of magazines and VHS tapes, within people my age. You could dub a tape. If you had two VCRs, you could hook them up together. And then you always had a secret stash. You always knew a guy who was 18 who got held back and was a senior or a junior still. And he was the guy that would buy cigarettes and porno for everybody, all the guys, stuff like that, Or there was always some cool uncle who'd buy a porno for one of his, one of his nephews, and nephew would start an illegal trade. We even went so far, we used to Xerox it. I remember these one kids, we used to offer to give out a Xerox copy of it if you gave him money. It was really weird. I was like, yeah, that's a little too much, man. I don't need Xerox copies of softcore porn. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the porno talk for the night. All right, everybody. They don't make it like they used to. Tell you what. All right, so that was Zev to Zev's number. That was awesome, man. Thanks for sending that in, dude. And that's how the Madhouse Radio Network works. And anyway, now we're going to call the Hindu Indian that I promised. who does the same thing. After that, we will take a break, and after that, we'll come back and call the conferences. And we'll also be calling Britain. Ted, are you going to be calling in the second half of the show? Are you up for that, sir? We've got a lot of numbers to call here, Knockout.
Yeah.
We're not going to go tremendously late tonight because
I disappeared because I had issues with my wife's car potentially getting towed or something.
Oh, shit. That sucks, man. You got to watch out for that. You got to have the valid parking sticker on it.
Yeah, well, we have like little tags you put on the car to be able to park in the lot in our condo complex, and I guess it fell out of her window, so they put a big orange sticker on her windshield.
Oh, crap. Yeah, you know, Athena, she used to park in my old apartment. She used to have to park in visitors because she didn't live there. And she would come home late at night. All the visitor parking was, like, completely maxed out. So she would have to park, you know, she would park as far away as possible, you know. And it was a little bit of a walk, so I'd always meet her, you know, out there because it was dark. She'd get home from work, like, really late, like midnight, 1 o'clock sometimes later. And, yeah, she got that sticker, too, after a while. They put that big sticker that's really hard to take off the windshield. That's a dick move, man. It's really, really. They did it once, motorcycle, like a Harley. He parked it there for, like, 10 minutes, and he came back, and the guard had put, like, one of those stickers on it, I remember. And I was getting into my – I was coming out of my car. I was getting in. And he was like, yeah, you know, the security guard was there, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to call – going to call this tow truck company to take your bike because you had it parked there, and that's what it says on the sticker. He says, oh, really? Yeah, is that so? And he got in his Nextel, and he beeped his friend, who's the owner of the company. He was like, hey, man, did you get a call to come out here to these apartments to come tow my bike? He's like, no, we didn't get no call. He was like, oh, really? Because this guy here has your card, and is saying that he called you, that you're on the way to tow my bike. And he was like, no, fuck no, I would never do that to you, man. And he made this big stink because he couldn't take the sticker off of his bike. You know, it's like had this expensive Harley, and the guy had put it like the security guard put it on the windshield for the bike. But I guess it's not the same like a car windshield. It's not glass. It's like kind of like a polymer plastic epoxy kind of deal or something. I don't know. And it wouldn't come out at all. It was like completely ruined. And the guy's like, I'm gonna have to get this fucker replaced. You're gonna have to pay for it. Blah, blah, blah. And it was pretty. I don't know. I know the cops didn't get called.
I fear rent-a-cops more than I fear real cops.
Yeah, like, they have...
Rent-a-cops, I think, have an inferiority complex, so they're even more annoying and can cause you more frustration than a real cop.
Right. Yeah, that's true, because they don't have as much, I don't know, they feel like they don't have as much accountability almost.
Totally, totally.
They don't have as much accountability as a regular cop with those rent-a-cops.
The security guys at work, oh my God, they have like a God complex. They walk around, you know, with their fucking flashlight strapped to their hip, like with their heads up real high, making you feel like you're a fucking criminal, even though they're getting paid like $4.50 an hour, rent-a-cop bastards.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. And they give you attitude and, hey, where's your badge? You don't display your badge. I'm kicking you out of the building. And it's like,
urgh. Yeah, I worked at a place like, you know, whenever you... Even if you knew the guard, like, knew you from coming in every night, you still had to show him your badge when you entered the door. It's like, look, man, I have to put my badge on the sensor to get in anyway. You know I have a, you know, what are you going to do? From far away, you can't check the picture to see it's me. You know, it's, oh, if you don't do it, we're going to make you go out. We're going to kick you out and this and that. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Anyway, so, yeah, security is whack. My dad's a security guard, but he's a cool, all he does is sleep. He works night shifts and he sleeps. He doesn't bother anybody. He's real cool. I understand.
We used to have Frank calling the Social Security guard when the college went to. We used to prank call him all the time.
The security guard? We used to prank call the security guard?
He was a great victim.
Yeah. Hey.
An older guy. I thought he ran the campus and everything. And he was just a silly guy. And so... Everybody else.
Man, it's like
I had those calls.
You sound like Christopher Reeve on your connection when you're talking. It's like it comes in and out. Like you talk for a few seconds and you take a breath. It's really cool. It's like the Christopher Reeve connection over there. Jupe used to have that a lot too when he talked on here with us. He'd always had the Christopher Reeve effect for some reason. It's your settings. We might have to set the codec down a little bit or something. I don't know.
We need to lower the bitrate of the room or something.
The codec, yeah. The bitrate of the codec in the room probably. Maybe drop it a hair so he can be intelligible. We got another prank request coming in by email also. Look at this. You know, people are contributing. Thank you again. If you want to send in your prank request, do so at madhouselive.com.
KKT.
Yep, what he said. And also, of course, the toll-free line.
It's 12.3 kbits now, so your dial-up should work okay, I think.
Do we have to restart the room or anything like that, or should we be okay?
No, it's all dynamic. We're in an on-demand environment here.
Wow, man, that is crazy. Internet technology at its best here at Madhouse Radio. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Dude, fire!
Look at that.
What does that mean? Fire, I got the internet.
He sounds good. Yeah, Tuck, you're coming in great now, man. Good. You see, we fixed it. All right. So, yeah, Milkman, we got the, you know, we got a new TeamSpeak. You've been gone for so long, but we got a new TeamSpeak and everything, and we got our chat room going on, so you're more than welcome to jump on board. And it's the same password it's always been, Milkman, if you're wondering. How are you going to get on it? Because you should be up. I might not talk to you over the weekend because I might be busy with my old lady, if you know what I mean, with conjugal visits.
Oh, Milkman's back at home with an internet connection?
He will this weekend. They have to. He has, like, he's getting, what is it, like, wireless DSL. It's, like, broadcast by antenna. DSL speed, I think it is. So he's got to get a transceiver, like, installed.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, he's not, where is he anyway? He's not even on the line.
I had a friend who had that, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting it, too. They should get that out. Reno Tuck, you got to get some high speed, man. Don't you have Verizon cell phone coverage? Because you might be able to get, you know, Verizon broadband in your laptop. Or you're using Macs. I think that's what the problem
is. Possibly. You can look at it, but yeah, the Mac. And because we live so far out, and it's like 15 miles to the nearest antenna.
Yeah, you'd have to find out. I don't know. I really hope, you know. The thing is, Tuck is in the middle of, like, the sticks. And where is it again? I'm sorry. Is it Tennessee? It's Tennessee, right? Not Kentucky. Or am I off? Tennessee, right?
Tennessee.
Oh, God.
Tennessee.
Do I have that song? Let's see. Arrested Development. I do. That's a pretty good song. Let's play Arrested Development here while we do the next prank call. Let me see what it is. Let me see. Okay, this comes from our source. Speaking of Verizon, this is our source. He's a Verizon repairman, and he gets cell phones in to repair, and he gives us leads on stuff. He sent us a number here for a gentleman, big black guy who has tons of movies in his Razor phone of him choking his chicken. Wow. He sends them to his girl, and they also have phone sex. Tell him you're from the FCC working with Verizon, and I've been monitoring his cell phone transmissions, and he is now in trouble for transmitting porn. Give him a heads up. The police and news crews will be at his house tomorrow to bring him in because state prosecutors want to make an example out of him. That's pretty harsh, but we can run along those lines. So apparently he has porno on his phone. I need the toll-free line for Verizon because that's what I'm going to have come up on the call already. Let me check your Verizon. Customer...
Do you like a porno?
Do you like a porno? Hey, Athena was telling me tonight that the Borat book came out this week, apparently. An actual book. I'm going to have to check that out. I had a great time at Barnes & Noble over the weekend. I was... The Onion, you know. I don't know if anybody goes to theonion.com, a faux news site. We play every week. We play an Onion news bit here, you know, Onion 30-second Onion radio news thing. They actually have a book. It's an atlas of the world done in the Onion style, and it's hilarious. So you have to check it out. It's like $40, I think, though. So I highly recommend going to Barnes & Noble and getting yourself a coffee at Starbucks, so you're contributing something to them, and then go ahead and read that because that's a funny, funny read. They break down every country and are very critical of it in a very funny way. Well, I'm talking about a bunch of bullshit. We got a number here for Porky's that we can call also. We're going to call that after the break. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that first we're going to call this big black dude named Devin from Verizon who has porno on his cell phone, and we're going to teach him a lesson, another lesson. We're doing good things here. We're eliminating porno. Abstinence is the key for tonight, everybody, so make sure you are remaining abstinent over there in all ways. Per the rules of Vatican II and the Catholic Church. Just a moment here with the next call.
Watch out now. Get money.
Listen to the
yo, my song's on. I gotta get my rub on some thought. Order three buckets of mama. We getting on the bus. You getting jelly? Pulling on hoes off the look. You getting jelly? You wanna hate me? Cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking in her eyes. I can see she wants more than that. When I see fat asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts is all of that. Your shit for the whack. Don't think I'm dead. I'm fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock ever since junior high. Swell, I fly fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up. I'm fed up. Niggas wanna bring it? Whatever. I'ma storm your parade. Blow your legs off with a grenade. Now you flapping like a mermaid. Gapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar. Bagging the bartender tips. Then I bag this chick with a high in the eye. She did the butterfly. Rubbing her ass against my button fly. I could already imagine my shit stuck inside. Every time I strike, haters be like that fucking guy. That joke is all for you to swallow. Swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Doesn't matter for old black and fella. Dog nigga only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jews, dime lo coño, how we do?
How we do? Don't call it a man, they love you.
What you gonna do?
What?
Nigga, what you gonna do?
Some Apollyon niggas who campaign to the killers who be loving the chicas and champagne. Thugs who be wild in the club and Santane. Players who be pimping the hoes with no brains. Front watch a nigga get shot from close range. The most strange crazy motherfucker won't change. Beat nuts forever, die hard, you want pain? Cause you walking out of here breathing is insane. Flip a beat fast, you leave the club with a heat rash. You got a weak stash, came in the club with a free pass. I ain't even know they made a rollie for your cheap ass. Making me laugh, you was in jail wearing knee pads. Not a beat pass, got over your head, it's over your day. Range over both of your legs, to both of us that platinum getting took this year. Cause for real, there ain't nothing but crooks in here, nigga. How's that joke? It's all for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Next up, I'm a old black and fala. Talk nigga, only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew, dime lo coño, how we do? How we do? Don't call it a man, they love you.
What you gonna do?
The what?
What you gonna do?
Nigga, what you gonna do? We just come through, man.
Yeah, sorry that took so long. I had some technical issues.
Message for Devon Murphy.
Okay, he's not picking up.
Hang the fuck up, phone. Don't you hate it when the phone cord gets all tangled up and it won't hang up? God, that's annoying. Alright, well, that's it for the first half of the show. When we come back, your calls are, of course, accepted. Again, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Ted will be joining us for some prank calls. I invite you to also join us before or after he's calling as well. We're going to be calling people in the UK when we come back. We're also going to be calling some more numbers coming up next. We have a lot of numbers here that we need to get to still for the end of the night. We've got the House of Pain Tattoos. We've got Porky's Restaurant in Reno, Nevada. And we also have the Midway Donut Shop, where a foreign-sounding woman answered about 5 minutes ago in Des Moines. So we all have that to look forward to. And, of course, when we come back, we will be calling the people from the conference. The Conference of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Their annual convention being held right now in Arkansas, and they should be in their rooms coming up soon, so hopefully we have some luck in getting a hold of some of these people and having fun here. We love conventions here on Madhouse Radio. In the meantime, please stay tuned. We're going to be gone for about 5 minutes real quickly, taking a quick break, a quick stretch here, if you want to call it that. So we have more prank calls, more talk, more fun, more comedies, more everything. Just a moment, we'll be right back after this. It is now 11:40 p.m., Thursday to the 8th. You're listening to Madhouse Radio on syndicateradio.tv and madhouselive.com.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify.
Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test you guys. Now let's take them.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Down with the king for years, about 10 of them.
Hey, everybody, we're back. All right. Madhouse Radio is back. It is I, Carlito, back for the second and final hour of the show. To be honest with you, it might be less than an hour here, folks, because I need to get to bed pretty soon. But we'll do some calls, don't worry. I'm here, of course, with Milkman. Milkman is here. Milkman, report.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Milkman's here. We also have Ted, Tuck, the Warrior, and Basil. All here with us tonight. Thank you, guys. Having a good night tonight. We have an announcement from... We have an announcement here. Breaking news coming out of the chat room for our Stern Syndicate... Syndicate Radio. Everybody, of course, Syndicate Radio is our flagship station tonight. SyndicateRadio.tv. Everybody be sure to go there. Dino has an announcement. We're waiting with bated breath for the announcement from Dino. We will break it here now. And the breaking news here, this is very, very important news here. Dino will have Gary the Retard coming tomorrow night here on Syndicate Radio, everybody. That is awesome. Awesome news. We are very... Yeah. I thought I had fanfare. Did I take away the fanfare from... I guess I did take away that because I never used it. There's a lot of sound effects that I put on here and I've never used. Like, the two newest ones are the KDK laugh, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. That's very nice and uplifting. That's the newest one on there. Well, see, we got the gunshot. I never use it because it's too loud. That's way too loud. It, like, blows everybody's ears off whenever I play that. And, of course, the most popular one is Fuck You, Bitch, Motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
All right. So what's going on, everybody? Any requests here for prank calls that we can do? I mean, it's about time to call that conference, see if we have any luck with that. Any ideas?
Well, I tried calling you, but no one answered the phone.
Really? You know, I don't think the ringer's on here. Let me check that. That would be why. You know, the phone might have been ringing all night, and I didn't hear the ringer. So now you can call. Now I'll hear your ring. My bad. I wonder how many people have called tonight and haven't been able to get through. Yeah, if that's the case, I'm sorry, everybody, but Ted's going to call now so we can do some pranks. In just a moment, I'm just making sure that everything's working. There we go, here we go. All
right. I mean, yes, all right. We're here. Ted, what's up, man?
How you doing, dear?
Not bad. I guess nothing changes from when I was talking to you on TeamSpeak. Why am I asking how you're doing? Sir, any ideas for, do you want to join in on these calls to this, did you get the information from Nunu also on the people who are at the conference?
No.
He has sent it to you?
I think you have to send it to me.
I'll send it to you in a moment here. You are Ted Webb. Okay, so this is the Daughters of the Confederacy. For those of you who are not from America, this the Confederacy is, you know, we had a civil war here in America once, and they are the people who fought the Union or the North, and they're the losers, and they're from the South, and they're the slave people. Now you know who I'm talking about.
Cheater.
Yeah, right. Those damn Yankees. Okay. Anywho, I'm a porn director who wants us to call the big jerky black dude back. I might try to call him again. We might do that. Tuck, you sent in last week a song that was like the whole Yama Yama thing, right? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah,
Last week you sent in some song?
Yeah.
That's a real song?
Did not work for you? Yeah.
I never listened to it, actually, so I don't know. Sorry. Sorry, bro. Sorry about that.
Then why are you asking?
Well, hey, excuse me for asking, buddy. God damn. Okay, Ted, turn down your speakers a little bit. I'm getting a little bit of reverb back there, I think, from the speakers. I think that's on your end, anyway. So I'm going to dial the hotel. I'm going to dial the hotel where these conventioners are at, and hopefully we'll get through. I have no idea what to do, so you're going to take the first one, if you don't mind, if you're up for that.
Okay. This is, we're calling the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel. The hotel.
The conference is the Daughters of the Confederacy.
The Daughters of the Yes, that's right. Let me send you those details because I forgot to copy paste that part.
Objectives. The objectives of the organization are historical, educational, benevolent, memorial, and patriotic. To collect and preserve the material necessary for a truthful history of the war between the states. To assist descendants of worthy Confederates in securing a proper education, to fulfill the sacred duty of benevolence towards the survivors of the war and those dependent upon them, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, exactly. But we get the gist. Heritage, not hate, is what I think they're trying to say. I sent you the whole spiel right there with the name of the hotel and, you know, it's the Embassy Suites and yada, 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 just in case you need that information right there. All right, so
you
I'm
want
gonna,
me to call?
I'll call first.
I just think because it's easier for me. You don't have to, like, use a card or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you do it. Yeah, that'll make it easier for me. If you can afford it, then go for it. Yeah, that'll help me out, man.
Yeah, well, any calls within...
The U.S., right? Free?
Yeah, free.
Number one, win the revolution.
Right, cool. Dial it up. I'll play a song here, and we'll wait for that. Coming up in just a moment, folks. Yeah, they got to pick up.
Thank you for calling Embassy Suites, Northwest Arkansas. Teresa speaking. When may I direct your call?
Good evening. This is Mr. Negroponte. I'm looking for a Mrs. Janice Langford, please.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Treatment? Aromatherapy?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Langford.
I'm sorry, she's not here right now.
Okay, with who am I speaking? This is Jack.
This is Sandy. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My name is Sandy.
Okay. So how are you enjoying the conference so far? I'm doing
this. So far, so good.
Okay, has everything been, you know, clean and efficiently carried out for you?
Sure. Seems like they clean kind of late, though.
Yeah. Well, some of our staff is kind of lazy because they're black. So I'm kind of wondering.
I don't think that would.
I'm sorry?
Have anything to do with it?
Oh.
Is this a prank phone call?
I don't know. Not at all. I'm sorry. I thought we were on the same page here with the whole.
Because I'm
sympathetic to your plight.
I'm sympathetic to your plight. That's what he's like. Oh my God.
Well, I was reading the same thing here that they say that they have a belief in white supremacy.
Yeah. You know they got to be at least one racist in that whole conference. Come on. That's the president general. She must be
going to get a call back.
She's on her toes about that type of thing, I think. Being ethical, the Confederates are these days.
Even though what you're talking about.
That's right. They've moved into the new millennium.
Yeah. They've changed their stance. They're tolerant of niggers now. Sorry about the word.
They should call her back as Bubba John.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up?
Yo, I'm on my way down. I ain't lazy. Mr. Negroponte is full of shit.
Horrible service.
places like Walmart or Walmarts. I'm going to be playing a two-bar call here later. Thanks to Ted. Thank you, man.
What's the deal with the front desk there?
Yeah. I like the Motel 6 because you don't even have to get through to receptionist. It's all right off the bat.
Yeah, you just call the rooms directly.
Yep. Well, the whole thing is, if we can get a room number from one of these guys, or gals, well, they're gals, I guess.
But I don't think we could call the rooms directly anyways. They have to be transferred.
Well, what you do, what we've done in the past, is you get their room number somehow or another. They all rent them out in blocks. So what happens in the end is you can call room service for, you know, oh, yeah, I'm in room 2140-something. I need a bunch of strawberries and whatnot. And they'll deliver them. They're not going to pick it. We're going to have to let this one settle for a while, I think. Bastards.
But it's not like we had bad blood with the front desk or something. They just must be really busy.
Listen, these motherfuckers are singing out in the fucking parking lot, man. There's people singing.
They're singing, I'm an Alabama nigger and I want to be free.
No, this one, you know what happened? I'm going to tell you a story. The people live next door to us right here. They moved out of their place. They're going to rent out their place, their condo. And one of them is like a 16, 17-year-old girl. She showed up tonight with a black dude and another young couple around 16, 17 years old with a bunch of beers and stuff. And I think they're up to no good. I'm going to tell her dad when I see him. I'm going to go over and say, you give me $50, I'm going to tell your dad when I see him tomorrow. So she came by herself, and she's getting drunk with a black guy and another Puerto Rican guy and another Puerto Rican girl. They're having probably a really raunchy time. Yeah, fun, huh? See, I got panties.
Yummy.
And stuff. Yeah, yummy. They had like 40s and stuff, man. But you can't buy 40s in Florida. You have to buy 32s. You know that? And that's stupid. So people just buy two 32s instead of a 40.
That's just un-American.
Yeah. And you guys have 40s in Cali. I know that for sure from all the gangster rap I listened to as a kid.
Did you catch The Simpsons tonight? They totally made fun of the OC. It was pretty funny.
No, tonight? It was live tonight on Thursday?
Yeah, The Simpsons, they had an episode of making fun of the OC.
Oh, no, I haven't seen The Simpsons in about a year now, or maybe two or something. Not as big a Simpsons fan as I used to be. Anyway, we need to do prank calls. I'm gonna play one while we do another. You want to try that hotel again? You want to try something else?
Let's try something else.
All right, let's try something else.
We'll get back to the hotel.
Okay, we got Hilo homemade ice cream. I like to call that one. That'd be cool. You're gonna dial it. You said
the number.
Yeah.
They just keep passing me numbers, and I'll plug them in.
There you go. You just sent it to you now. Hilo homemade ice cream.
Fred. Hello, Freddy. Speaking. It's Jackie. Hi. Yeah. How you doing?
Hi, Rob.
I'm all right too.
What have you been doing?
Just working hard.
You know, Jackie. You know.
Jackie.
Monticello.
So you got this one?
Yeah.
Monticello.
Yeah.
Gummies.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the ice cream place?
This is Gummies, yes.
I thought it was Hilo.
Hilo homemade ice cream?
You said Gummies.
It's called Gummies.
Okay.
Hilo homemade ice cream.
Do you take requests for ice cream?
Do we take requests? Actually, we're closed.
Aww.
We close at 6.
Aww. Please?
Who is this?
Oh, you hear how sick I am?
My roommate needs some ice cream right quick.
I had tonsillitis and they took out my tonsils. I don't have medical insurance, so I had my roommate. Hey, hello? Look.
We need ice cream for my roommate. He just got his tonsils taken out.
My roommate just had to take my tonsils out because I don't have insurance. Shut up. That would have been great.
Sambo's not a qualified medical doctor.
No, he's not. He does it on the side. He takes out bullets and tonsils, and he does appendectomies. How do you say it? How would Bubba say it? I do appendectomy.
Appendectomy? I don't know.
I do appendectomies, man.
Appendectomies.
Appendectomy.
Just cut out the middle.
Academy. I don't know what he'd say. Apodectomy. All right.
Oh, we got an apodectomy.
Yo, you need apodectomy, dog. I'll do that.
Yo, your side hurting, I think you need apodectomy.
$500 cash.
I ripped that shit right out of you.
I give you a bottle of Ghost Lager and you're out.
Hawaii also was in Hawaii.
What else have we got here? Oh, here's one I wanted you to do.
The background.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm calling. I'm coughing a lot. If you could dial this flood line for me in the UK, it's the flood line for the flood, the UK flood. I'm going to tell them that my toilet's flooding over and ask for help. It's an homage to Ted, who likes calling about toilets overflowing to the British and the Australians on accident, thinking that they're the British. Man, I can't stop coughing now. Madhouse Radio's here. 12:06 a.m. It is Friday. TGIF. Well, I've got 8 hours of work left for the weekend.
Line. This is an environment agency service providing flood warning information and general advice in England, Wales, and Scotland. To hear pre-recorded information on flood warnings currently in force, press 1.
You think UK women sound hot?
What to do during, before, and after a flood.
When they're not annoying sounding.
To find out if you are eligible for free flood warnings, press 3. To report flooding for general inquiries and to speak directly to an agent.
All right, I did that one.
Thank you for calling Floodline. May record and monitor your call for training and quality purposes.
Music to drown by.
Sorry, but you don't make it all of our operators are busy. Your call is possible.
Sounds kind of busy there, like the Little Caesars.
Might be some people underwater at the moment.
They might be having their own Katrina tonight.
Sorry, we can't get to the sound. We're a bit underwater.
Glub, glub, glub. I'm going to be such a pompous American asshole. Watch. About the whole time. Don't they have regular hold time like we do here in America? They need American hold time. Hold music, I mean.
Yeah.
This stuff here is fruity. Oh, man.
I don't know if we'll get very far with this, because
this is going to hold
a lot of people waiting on the line.
Yeah. That's too bad. I hope they're okay. I might as well click it over, I guess, unless you can put it on hold or something. Hello?
No, I hung up.
Oh, okay.
And when you said click it over, I figured...
Yeah, I know. We got a number from Corey for a pizza hotline. What the hell's a pizza hotline?
Hey, man, when you need a pizza, you need a pizza.
Yo, I need a pizza right now.
Yo, man, I need it right now, dog.
What's the closest pizza place, yo?
Hook me up with a pie, dog.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a flooding in Ireland or not. I don't know. Do you want to call Anne Mary Quinn? That's an Irish name if I ever heard one.
Anne Mary Quinn.
Anne Mary Quinn.
Oh, yes, it's Anne Mary Quinn.
You know any dirty limericks? I don't know any.
I only know Andrew Dice Clay ones.
There you go. Yeah, give him the Andrew Dice Clay limericks.
Hickory dickory duck. Some chick was sucking my dick.
My dick. Right. Some bitch was sucking on my
dick. I don't know. Now, when I was younger, I used to listen to Dice. Now it just sounds so...
boring.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, back then it was like, you know, so...
real funny, but
yeah,
now it's kind of lame.
Yeah. I went to Kmart.
Hello?
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 Hi. Mary? No. Anne, it's Jack. How are you?
The wrong number?
No, this is Anne. Don't. Now look, I need to talk to you about this impending problem. Okay.
I guess not. Hello?
I'm gonna call her back.
This is Brit. Was she still on the line? Because I thought she was trying to trace it.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, no. Good luck with tracing it, lady. No, well, you know what I mean. You know, they think they're tracing it, but they're really not.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Trace complete.
Trace complete, yeah. God, that lady was great. Miss Cotton is an insanely funny lady. All right, we got Justin Jane Quinn. Here's another one we can try. I'm trying to open the Lonesome Loser logs that I built so I can find something in Wales, because apparently Wales is being affected. But I can't seem to find where I put that here, unfortunately. Where did it go? Here we go, the Lonesome Log. Is that it? No.
The Lonesome Log.
I called it something like that. Lonesome Log, the Loser Log. What did
like
I call
it? Profane child toy.
The Lonesome Log.
Hello? Sorry, we can't keep your message.
Oh, God, this is cute.
Hello?
Hello? My name is Jack, and I'm a proper British man, you know, I'm of a proper composure. Just bordering between pompous and distinguished. And I was looking to see if there was a flood, and you were forced from your home and were sort of, you know, standing on the rooftop, whether I could paddle on by and rescue you, and for just a small favor. I've actually never been with a woman, and was considering it to be my chance to be a hero. So if this interests you, just give me a call back at 289-023-8116. And don't bother if a woman answers the phone. I'm through with her. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Good night, now.
Good night. That was beautiful, Ted. Yeah, the only numbers they have in Wales are all in New South Wales. And Nunu says Wales is West Coast, you wanker. Well, that's very nice to say. Thank you, Nunu. man, I'm going to die tonight of coughing asphyxiation.
You got a cold?
Milkman, I put you on mute because you're making a lot of noise, and I come back and I hear whistling. Explain yourself. There's nothing for the milkman. I think the milkman turned into gas again. All right, another prank call. Another prank call. Can we try the conference again, sir? Oh,
okay.
United Daughters of the Confederacy. Milkman's going back on mute because he's making too much noise in the background. I don't know what's going on.
New news informing me that Wales is about as far from the flood as you can get.
I think I'm pretty far away from it too. I'm not worried about your stupid flood. I wonder if Nunu's closer. No one knows what Nunu sounds like, looks like. Is he an Anglo?
Well, he's probably like a famous politician.
Yeah.
He can't, if his name got out there that it was associated with prank calls, it would destroy his career.
It would destroy the parliament.
The fabric of time.
The fabric of time. The space-time continuum would collapse.
What did the number of the conference end with again? Was it 500?
8400. 84. Want me to send you the number again?
Oh, I got it.
All right. All right. We have to end the show soon. I got to get one more run through my notes before I go to sleep, so I can commit it to memory. And tomorrow I have 2.5 hours of free time in the morning, since they're going to do some new benefit coverage thing. So I plan not to pay attention and read my notes instead. I printed them out really small, in a booklet size. God, I love talking shit. Dina,
right.
Stop
you
snoring.
You asked for the person this time in Jack Masterson voice.
Well, stop snoring. Apologize to everybody. She doesn't care about you people, everybody. She only cares about me.
I care about her, too.
Oh, good. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, wait. What you mean, boy?
What you mean you care? God, this hotel sucks. We could be drowning right now. Ah, crap. it's ringing like it's ringing in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Oh, wait a minute. It is.
Did you call UK?
That should be a problem.
So you were calling Britain. Interesting. Hey,
you
what
said it ended in 8400?
Let me send it to you again.
Maybe you could just send me the number again.
Yeah, let's just do that. Hey, what phone do you use for Skype? Are you using one of those dedicated Skype phones? Because I saw one at Walmart for like $30. It was a Philips brand. It looked pretty interesting. I was wondering if that's what you use.
Well, right now I'm talking using a headset, but I do have a regular phone, like when I call family, to use Skype.
Yeah. Really? Is it
so
the?
It's a wireless phone that I can walk around with.
Is it the Philips model one that I'm thinking about?
No, it's the Netgear one. It's Netgear. The white Netgear one.
Okay. Does it connect to the router or to the computer, then to the internet?
To the router.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I want. That's what I want. I need to upgrade my bandwidth,
too.
That's
what I want.
All right. You got the number there? I think I sent it to you, right?
One.
There we go. The Mbexy Suites.
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites, Northwest Arkansas. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Yes. I need to speak with Ms. Langford, please. Janice Langford.
Okay, just one second.
Thank you.
Okay, happy to connect you.
Thank you for taking my call. Oh, I was going to tell her all nicely and stuff.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Sorry, you must have the wrong number.
No, I'm looking for the Langford residence.
What a twat, that girl. God dang it.
She loves you. Just plain hard to get.
Yeah, she likes big guys. I know she does. She could tell the Spanish accent even through the marker in my mouth. I wanted
she hung up on you because she was tempted, and, you know, she'd been down that road before.
Yeah. Hey, Ted, I debated. You know, I found, going through the archives during the week, I found a prank call that Lego had done on his own time, and he called in on a show back in 2006 and played it. He called KDK and was just, like, just to mess around. He said he was calling him just to say hi to him. And he was just joking around at first, like, yeah, this is Mr. Shapiro. And KDK got mad and said he was going to call the cops on him, and I have it on tape. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't even remember this happening, but he got so upset. And he said he was going to call
you
the cops on,
recorded?
Like, yeah, I think I do. Let me see if I got it. I think it's called KDK Threatens Lego. What's it called? KDK. Let me try it. Lego KDK. Is this the one? Yeah, Lego Pranks KDK. Here it is. Yeah, I know Lego called in. I'll play it later before we end the show. But Lego called in the show, like our show here, and he said, yeah, I called KDK to ask him about the server. And just to joke around, I made a funny voice, and he got mad at me, like, out of nowhere. And he said he was going to call the cops on me, and I started laughing. It's really wicked. He's like, he gets so pissed off at Lego. He was like,
it would be bad taste to call Walmart and ask what the side effects are of
lead,
the hallucinogenic paint on the toys.
Was it lead or hallucinogenic?
Well, there's another substance now that if it gets into your stomach, it chemically changes into some kind of hallucinogen.
Oh, God. Aren't there some kids in a coma right now because of this stuff?
Yeah.
Why did it happen all of a sudden? Like, all of a sudden this, like, stuff became tainted. Like, it was on the shelves for a long
China's
time.
China's trying to kill our youth.
Think so. Maybe it's a sneak attack. Maybe it's starting. There's a fifth column. The toys. Watch out, everybody. Our toys and our TVs are going to explode. Fifth column, everybody, coming up next on the mouth. Invasion of China. They're going to invade Taiwan, then they're going to invade us.
You don't ring a bell.
You don't know me, my brother.
My brother goes in there.
A Walmart super center. We're going to have to end the show soon, man. I'm getting...
Well, you got a test tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a test tomorrow. I got to get at least 6 hours here. Thing is, I had a lot of caffeine while I was studying, and I'm still kind of wired up. So, hopefully, if I got to try to force myself to sleep, read, I'm going to have to read my notes until I fall asleep. That'll make me fall asleep. Studying always knocks me out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Walmart. Come on.
Go to the Walmart site. That's what I was doing during the...
There we go. Walmart.
Never mind.
If you are a customer Walmart and would like to request a retail, press 1. If you are a physician, press 2. For pharmacy hours, press 3. For questions about Medicare prescription drug benefits, press 5. To speak to a pharmacy associate, press 0. The pharmacy is closed and will reopen tomorrow at 9. I'm sorry, I did not receive a valid selection.
You bastard. You lying to us.
The pharmacy is closed and will reopen tomorrow.
They gave you the pharmacy number, didn't it?
A.M. Thank you.
Damn it, man. Oh, man.
I feel guilty. Like, I don't want to call another number because you're busy. You got to go.
Yeah, well, not to go yet. I mean, I'm thinking.
You have something you want to play or whatever?
Yeah, let me just play some stuff, and then we'll call it a night. Sounds good. I'm going to replay a prank for tonight and all that. All right, cool. Catch you on the flip side, sir. All right. Thanks.
Later.
And just quickly, we are talking again. All right, everybody. I'm ending the show soon. I'm going to play some stuff here. Let me play that call I was talking to Ted about just now. This is Keith talking on the message, apparently.
Call you as soon as possible. Thank you. Hi, are you there? Is anybody there? Hello? 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 Yes, hi. Who is this? Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have had somebody trace our calls back to these numbers. Uh-huh. Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Do you know who that is? There's probably a couple million Shapiros in the world. Listen, don't be a wise ass, okay? We got this number from the authorities. Uh-huh. I can tell you're using a voice changer, too. What are you trying to hide from me? You're trying to prank call me, accusing me of prank calling people? That's right. Uh-huh. Turn off the voice distorter and talk to me right. I would, but I can't. You're only prank calling me now, so I'm going to call the police. Well, I have your number, and I'll call them, and they can give you a call.
Let me ask you a quick question. Let me ask you a question.
It's crazy. That's so funny. I can't believe I didn't remember that at all. Like, when he played it, I didn't even remember registering. Had I known what it was, that's funny. So, this is KDK getting upset at Dr. Lego.
That's pretty good. He said that that's what he does. Like, if someone calls him and accuses him of prank calling them, then he'll just accuse them back.
He's like, no, I didn't do it. I'm going to have you reported. That's a kind of good defense, but wow. Wow. I think Lego took it like, oh, he's such a hypocrite. Listen to him. He's going to call the cops on me. He's prank calling people. Whatever. It's said and done. Let's see what prank call this was that we did tonight. Let me play this here real quick. I think this is the one I wanted to hear.
Oh, the Jeopardy one?
Hey, Lego's calling.
Huh?
He's calling the cell phone there. I have to put him on speaker. Hey, Lego. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
I tried calling you on a number, and it's always fucking busy.
Yeah, for some reason, I think I blocked you back when we had beef and stuff, and I don't think you're able to reach me on the toll-free. I have to fix that. Let me do that now. Hang up. I'm going to call you right back, all right?
All right,
hang on. Good.
Tell them the Russians are upset.
The Russians are upset? Why? We thought about, what are you talking about? The hacker's phone call thing from way back when? Are we talking about something else?
Yeah.
That was Reclude.
Actually. Yeah, that was that call where you get... Really?
Yeah, that was Reclude. Yeah, Reclude was the Vladimir or whatever, something like that. Yeah, Vladimir. Yeah, Reclude, it's funny. The Division of Foreign Hackers, and the guy's like all scared. He's like from Moldova or something, that guy. Something. He was like stealing credit cards on some kind of weird chat thing.
That sounded so much like Lego for some reason.
I don't know. Maybe Reclu was doing a Lego impersonation. I don't know. I doubt it, though. Hang on, folks. Let me play a song here while I get Lego on the line, because I really want to talk to him about this. I was hoping he'd be listening. I'm very excited about that.
Yo.
Big Lego, what's going on, man?
What are you doing, man?
Nothing,
you
man.
You know, it's funny. I just got home from... I went to see Van Halen tonight, and I got to tell you, they were fucking off the hook.
Awesome. That must have been awesome.
It turns out that fucking Ziggy Marley opened up for them, so it was just like an amazing night, you know.
Ziggy Marley opening for Van Halen. That sounds like a pretty good show, man.
Dude, it was like a double. You know, you couldn't ask for better. David Lee Roth was unbelievable. He sang great. He was on pitch. Yeah, the production was amazing. I was really impressed, I gotta say. And cool. I don't give props that easy.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's rough to go during a week to a concert. I'd rather go on a weekend, man. I hate it when there's a good concert on a Thursday.
You know, Vegas can't be choosers.
Yeah, I know. Because you got to go when they can be there, you know. But
it was fucking cool and whatever, man. And yeah, I just got home and I was doing a little computer work. I slapped on Carlito's Madhouse and I heard that. Fuck, I forgot about that call, dude. I don't even know if I have audio of that myself. It's funny you have that.
Yeah, I for real, I was listening to my own station, and I heard it. And I was like, oh, my, that's hilarious. How come I never, you know, commented? I didn't even remember it at all. And I ripped it immediately. I was like, oh, man, I got to, and I wanted to play it today. Goes, yeah, I don't know what it was. I remember in the story you were saying, like, you just called him to say what's up, and he got all bad and upset at you because you're faking a voice on him or something like that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I have one of those voice changing things, but you know, it was so funny because like a few weeks before, did you ever hear my call to the Shapiro house?
No.
I called up and I told her I was Matsuyahu.
Mm-hmm.
No, I worked with Matsuyahu and I was.
Oh yes,
with her daughter.
You said you were acidic and all that.
Exactly. And I totally fucked her up. And then like a few weeks later, you know. KDK was telling me that they traced him back to his job, and he got in a lot of trouble.
Damn.
So that's when I called him up and I did that prank to him. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe that though, man. That he freaked out like that. But Ted explains that the deal is he says that to anybody who accuses him of prank calling him. Something like that. I guess that's his thing. I mean,
whatever. You know, he's a fucking hypocrite, man. He pranks everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There it is.
You talking about Ted Webb?
Yeah, Ted. Ted. He says that. No, that's what KDK says. He says whenever anybody pranks, tries to. Whenever anybody says they're tracing me back, I always tell them that I'm going to trace them or that I'm going to report them to the police or something like that. That's apparently what he does. To get out of it. I was traced once and I started laughing at the guy. It was pretty funny. Some Slaughter guy. He's like John Slaughter. He called me back at 4 in the morning. So are you that fucker that left me a message? Because I was doing a call to this hobo ranch. And it was me and you and Zola were on conference. And we called it and it went to the answer machine. And we just kept talking over it. And it left like a 3-minute long message of us just bullshitting. Like talking some really dumb stuff. And we started laughing at the end. And he actually heard the message and got pissed off. And I remember Zolar called him the next night, and he was actually cool and wanted to be on the Stern Show and all this stuff. I don't know. Funny.
That's funny. Did you guys, you know, I got my first phone call from a cop, like, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
One thing that Zolar taught me is I really very rarely block my phone number now when I prank.
Really?
Because I think it's really funny. You know, like what the fuck are people really going to do? So anyway, I get this call back from this officer Mahoney a few weeks ago, who's like,
"That's fake."
I had the guy rolling when he found. But yeah, some fucking lady who teaches Irish dance called him up and said, "Yeah, they called up and wanted me to dance naked in front of children." You know, and all this shit. It was really fucking hilarious.
That's funny, Mahoney. Though that's the cop from Police Academy. That'd be a joke.
Yeah, dude. I still have his number. I'm gonna fucking call him back one night.
That's
hilarious.
Funny. Are you still doing your show on Wednesdays? I didn't hear it last night. I wasn't. You know,
dude, I was off the hook last night.
Yeah,
I did a good show. You missed. I had some pretty good. In fact, Kim got on and did a prank with me, and it was hilarious.
Wow, man. See, I've only had time to do my own show at all. That's it. Like, I don't have any time at all.
I hear you, bro. Me too. Yeah. I am gonna be. I haven't yet, but I am gonna be putting my last 3 or 4 shows up on my website, prankcallradio.com.
Yeah.
You can go there and hear them. They're pretty at your own leisure, you know.
Cool. Yeah, I've got 3 shows that are edited, but I haven't had a chance to throw them up yet. So I'm going to do that this weekend, hopefully. And I'm getting a new stream, man. I found a deal. I'm going to try to get on iTunes Radio. Remember, I was trying way back when to do that.
Yeah. No. How does that work?
They contacted me back finally. I guess they had a big backlog of it. And they said, "Well, we noticed your stream is down on the original PCU one," where they said if you have at least 300 slots available, they'll let you on iTunes Radio. But there's like a 30-day turnaround from your submission. They're so backlogged. But like there's one prank station on there right now that has I think they get like 100 to 200 listeners on average during the day. Something insane like that. Radio Pranks, I think they're called, or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're getting all their listeners from iTunes. There's a lot of people like listening on iTunes, so they'll be, I'm trying to see if I can cut into that market with my stream.
That'd be great, man. Let me know. I'll definitely fucking listen.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Last night I had a caller from, remember Phone Losers of America?
Yeah.
I had a Legend 813. He knew of me from back like in 1998 when I started doing pranks.
Right. Like,
yo, Lego. So he can't, you know, you talk about like, you know, I'm just saying like old streams, like when you mentioned Radio Prank, it reminded me of Phone Losers.
Right.
But Radio Prank's been around a long time too, those guys.
Yeah, Radio Pranks has for a lot, I think they have their station that was really big, and then Phone Losers, they do some kind of conference line, they have some kind of weird funky conference line, because the Turd Burglar did a show here once, and they were simulcasting him on their conference line. They have this line that they all put together that you can actually do conference calls on, like for free, and people just sit there and prank call all day and night and stuff like that. It's real trippy. I understand. Yeah, I don't know. The Phone Losers have some kind of weird.
I heard that Phone Losers at one time got in a like real heavy duty FBI trouble.
Yeah.
You know about that?
Well, I know they took their site down, and then I remember people were saying that it was fake. Some people said it was real. Some people thought it was just publicity. Yeah, but. I know their site was down and said they were, like, in trouble with the law or something like that.
Yeah, you know, Verducci told me that.
Verducci, yeah. Well, Verducci probably knew, so. Well, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. He was around for the whole PCR thing, and he kind of phased out after that, and he never came back around.
He went back to his bong, man.
Yeah, well, there it is, man. All right, dude, I got to wrap up the show. Thanks for calling in, Lego, man.
Hey, thanks for...
I
heard that. I was really... Cracking up. I was like, damn, I don't even remember that. All right, bro, listen.
I fixed the problem with the...
sounded good, and I'll try and catch the whole thing next week.
I fixed the phone thing, too, so you'll be able to call in for now, and I found what the problem was.
You mean I'm not a piece of chopped liver that fell off the end of the fork?
No, not anymore. We're okay now. And everyone, listen, Lego's on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on Syndicate Radio.
Thanks,
and prankthewell.com. Later, man. Take care.
Take care.
All right, man. Later.
Dr. Lego, everybody. Dr. Lego calling in. Yay. Okay, good. I gotta go. That smacks me after the show. I am maxed out for the show tonight. Just a few parting words here. Where's Milkman at? Milkman, you there? Are you back yet? No Milkman yet. Let's see if he joins us before we end the show. I would like to thank, of course, real quickly, everybody who's listening tonight, everybody at Syndicate Radio, and everybody here on the 98.6 The Mouse stream, all our fans and listeners, everyone who submitted numbers today, of course, including Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man in all of prank called him. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Of course, I'd like to thank Ted for calling in, helping out with some calls, and calling in, Ted. It was an honor having you. Having you here. Milkman, of course. Milkman, are you there yet? Milkman, jump in at any time.
Oh.
I don't hear Milkman yet. I think I heard him for a second there. Tuck, Baz, and Warrior, who were in the satellite link up, also, thanks for joining. And I want to thank Dino, of course, Dino and all the guys at Syndicate Radio. Tomorrow night will be Zolar. I didn't see him online tonight. I hope he's on tomorrow. But in theory, tomorrow night, Zolar Vision, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to go to ZolarCast.com. Most importantly, go to SyndicateRadio.tv. I'm not certain if Hooknose is going to be on tonight. If he's not, if he is, he's usually on in a little bit. If not, then you will hear nothing. You will hear sadness. In the meantime, I am going to set up for the break here. Not the break, but rather for the end of the show. We're going to play, thanks to Ted, we're going to play one of those tube bar calls. Well, it's actually 23 minutes worth of it. So instead of Phil Henry tonight, we're going to play that. A series of calls from the tube bar people. Just an homage, since they run the Stern Show recently here. It was kind of fun to hear that. Kind of cool. That's it. Milkman, last time, man.
Good deal.
Say something, Milkman. Speak your words.
Oh.
Oh, I heard him for a second.
Hello.
Hey, there we go.
We got
a Milkman here.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all of our listeners because we do this for you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Ted for being the second coming of Christ.
Second coming of Christ here, all over us. Alright.
Right here on the Madhouse.
That's exactly how Milkman says it, man. Milkman, we're honoring you, where imitation is the best form of flattery, man. Don't get upset.
Man, I thought it was him.
You thought it was him the whole time. Milkman, if you're listening, give me a call when the show's over, buddy, alright? And, yeah, everyone listen on Talk Show. So, everyone, be sure to go to MadhouseLive.com. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. Check out the podcast, the forums, the everything. It's all there. It's all right there for you. And also, Tuck does his Tuckolution show at prankcall.info, I think. Is that even still up, man?
Revolute Tuck, my bro.
All right.
Sunday afternoon, live show, prankcall.info.
Good.
Yeah, everybody, make sure to listen to Revolutuck.
Yeah. Milkman calls me and he farts on the phone. He thinks it's so funny. And he hangs up and he calls in and he's like, oh, you hear that? I heard someone called you and farted. And I was like, nah, Milkman, that was you. He's like, yeah, how'd you know? I was like, because no one else does it, Milkman. Crazy ass Milkman. I don't know. He's still not talking. I hope he's not mad at you, Ted. I hope you didn't piss off Milkman, dude. That really sucked. I have a lot of explaining to do. If that's the case. We're out of here, everybody. Catch you next week. Thank you for listening. Madhouse Radio is out.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.